is this idea that God takes away something. It's Jesus says it right here, and I'm uncomfortable with that language. But Jesus goes even further. He says that they say, "I'll take the owner will take it away," and Jesus says, "That's right." And they'll give it to another servant who will produce fruit and give the master back that fruit. And I'm uncomfortable with that language when you have grace involved and you have all those things, but Jesus isn't uncomfortable with it. He uses it here and he uses it in other places. This idea that we can lose something that we've had before. But I want to look at it maybe in a different way. Maybe it's not God taking stuff away from us. Maybe it's us losing those things. Maybe it's us not putting up a wall around what he's given us and allowing people to come in and steal from us, or not having a watchtower. Maybe we're suffering consequences of our own lackadaisical actions, or our laziness in our life, or our lack of wisdom, or our lack of connection to a community, that we lose things in our life. So maybe this idea of Jesus taking away, of God, the Father taking away and giving to somebody else, is just that you don't have it in use, or you're not producing, or you're hoarding, or you're saving up for later and it's just for you and your family and yours. And we have this picture here that maybe there's no curse upon you. Maybe it's just your consequences. Maybe it's not God taking something from you. It's just you not being responsible to do your part. Because no, we are responsible to do our part. We're going to talk this morning, if we get to it, some things that, you know, that there's certain things that you can't do. You can't make a seed. You can't make a seed. You can't make a seed grow. You can do some things around that seed to help that seed grow. So there's some things that God does that only God can do. And there's some things that he asks us to do out of his love for us and his giving his life for us and us giving our life back to him that we're called to do. And I think we've gotten away from, I don't need to do anything. And you're right, you don't need to do anything except receive his salvation and to receive his love. But in that reception, we're given something that then we begin to build around and protect. And it's his redemptive nature that I think that even, I believe this is true, okay? I think it's true. And I'm seeing it lived out in my life. Where things that I thought I was telling Jim this morning as I was thinking of this yesterday, is that God's job, we found out we couldn't have any more kids after Zeke. And so we felt like God tell us that we're supposed to get a baby girl specifically. And we had a couple misses and a couple tries, and we went to Kim and Martindale's training, and we decided it wasn't time to get a baby through there. And so, but we had a job. We had a job to do. It wasn't just go, well, God must not want us to have a kid, because we went through a couple years of that, on and off. But our job was to go, we're going to prepare our lives for our kid. And then when you hit late 30s, then you hit 40, then you hit mid-40s, and you don't have a kid, and it's almost till you're 50 before you legally have that child. So, but we had a job to do. I'll talk about that later. But we have a part. It's not just God didn't want us to have a kid, God didn't give us a kid. It's that we have a part and that we play our role in this thing. And it's his redemptive nature to teach us lessons when we mess up. It's in his redemptive nature to bring things back and restore it. But I do believe you can call it that it's your consequences for foolishness or bad actions or rebellion. And it could go on for years and decades in your life where you're in rebellion, you're suffering the consequences, and you keep saying, God is taking from me. But I think that's a cop-out. I hear it a lot. I hear this a lot. Well, God must not want me to have that or else he would have given it to me. And I think what he would say is, no, 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 I gave it to you there, and I gave it to you there, and you lost it, and I gave it to you there, and you left it out on the porch, and it got stolen, then I gave it to you again over here, and you left it out in the rain, and it rusted, then I gave it back to you over here, and you blew it, and I gave you back over here, and you honored yourself with it, and you lost it, and I gave it over here, and you were rebellious with it, and it looked like man took it away, but it was you giving it away. So I think that when we say God and we blame God a lot, we blame God a lot for how we are. And I think we need to take some responsibility for who we are.